My name is Grace Hale, and I recently graduated from Lake Highlands High School. I will be attending Texas A&M University in the fall. I grew up in a Christian home with two awesome parents and two older siblings. While attending T-Barm Sports Camp in 2010, my counselor asked if I would go to heaven if Jesus came back the next day. I wasn't confident with my answer, and I ended up placing my faith in Jesus right then and there. I knew the basics of the gospel, that Jesus died on the cross to pay the price of my sins and rose 3 days later, but my relationship with him has just become real and personal over the past year or so. Growing up, I had an extreme fear of throwing up. Come to find out in eighth grade, I have obsessive compulsive disorder, commonly known as OCD. This disorder marked my life with perfectionism, a need to control, obsessive thoughts, compulsive behavior, and many fears. I went to a counselor in ninth grade, and she gave me a few coping mechanisms that were helpful with the obsessive thoughts and compulsive behavior, but fear was still a huge part of my life. I feared death, the health and well-being of my family, and many types of sickness. During this time last year, my good friend, Austin Silva, was admitted into the ICU after a complication with his wisdom teeth surgery. In just 2 days, it will mark 1 year since Austin went home to be with the Lord. On the morning of his surgery, he wrote in his journal, "The Lord will take care of me." Throughout this year, this has been my motto. Although the passing of a good friend is something I would never hope or wish for, the Lord taught me about his goodness and his power through it all. My perspective shifted to an eternal one rather than a worldly one. I began to look at the big picture rather than getting caught up in the details that were not going to matter a few weeks down the road, like what I was going to get on my upcoming math test or who my next dance date was going to be. I continually have to ask myself, is this worth worrying about? Will this matter in heaven? About a month after Austin's passing, I got to travel to Haiti, something I never thought I would have the courage to do. The Lord stretched me and showed me that he is going to take care of me in every single situation. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Being the fearful individual I am, I still catch myself worrying and fretting about many things. I have to remind myself of Psalm 46:10 and trust that he is in control of all things and he will take care of me until the day I'm face to face with him. Another area of struggle is seeking acceptance and attention from people, specifically boys. I compare myself to other girls and I often buy the lie that a boy will satisfy my soul. When I start to compare, or when thoughts about boys arise, I redirect my thoughts with the help of God's word, or I will reach out to my small group for guidance. One verse that has helped me with this is Philippians 4:8, which says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. I fix my thoughts on the Lord rather than the world, and I trust him, believing that he is enough and he has a good and perfect plan for my life." I want to leave you all with some encouragement by saying this: fix your eyes on the Lord and surround yourself with other believers that will spur you on and encourage you. The world we live in is broken, but when we walk through it with the Lord and his people, it allows us to have a hope for our future. Have an eternal perspective and always remember that this world is temporary and fleeting. I'm thankful I can walk through this life knowing that my hope is firmly secure in the Lord. Thank you for listening to my story.